The meeting follows a report by the UN Secretary General, which shows that 2014 was one of the worst years in recent memory for children living in conflict areas, including in South Sudan, the Central African Republic, Syria, and Nigeria. It says that as crises multiply and intensify, protecting children has become increasingly difficult. Ban Ki-moon is the UN Secretary General.
Around the world, many thousands of children have experienced acts that no child should suffer. They have been killed, maimed, forcibly recruited, tortured, and sexually abused. Their schools have been destroyed, and in a worrying trend, abductions have increased rapidly.
Leila Zerugi, the leading UN advocate for the protection and well-being of children affected by armed conflict, called for more action to address abductions.
We must also tailor integration programs for those that undergo the traumatizing experience of abduction and associated violence and ensure that international support is there to fund these programs.
She also outlined ways the international community can help child victims of conflict, including engagement with non-state armed groups.
Another issue that has recently been a focus in the field is the sexual abuse and exploitation of children by peacekeepers or foreign troops. Sexual abuse by those entrusted to protect a population is particularly egregious. It is our collective responsibility to do our utmost to prevent such behavior and ensure that perpetrators are held accountable in all contexts.
The 15 Security Council members unanimously adopted a resolution which, among other recommendations, calls for the immediate, safe, and unconditional release of children abducted during conflict. Malaysia is the council president for the month of June, and the country's foreign minister, Dato Sri Anifa Aman, chaired the meeting.
The increasing incidence of abductions perpetrated primarily by non-state armed groups is grave and disturbing. Children who are abducted can be subjected to myriad further violations. They are harmed multiple times over. The use of abductions by violent extremist groups as a terror tactic against local communities and minorities is an acute concern which cannot be easily addressed using available tools and mechanism. This is why, in our view, the unanimous adoption of Resolution 2225 today is important as it underscores our unified stance in denouncing the abductions of children.
Representatives from the UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, and the Ugandan Organization Facilitation for Peace and Development also addressed the meeting. Deanne Penn, United Nations.